Welcome to season two of Golden Gab, a podcast where we recap each episode of The Golden Bachelorette. I'm Mallory, and I'm a reality TV dating show superfan.
And I'm Deb. Although I'm fairly new to reality dating shows, I'm a bit of an expert on dating at a mature age.
Deb and I will be recapping each episode, giving our unique perspectives. Enjoy the show. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Mallow. How did you enjoy episode three?
I enjoyed it. I felt like we got a little more insight into our bachelorette, Joan. We got to see her in some vulnerable situations, and I got to know the guys better as well. What did you think?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I enjoyed this episode the most so far. The first episode was a little overwhelming, keeping track of all the different men, but I'm starting to get to know them, like you said. And Joan just seems really genuine. She's got it all going on. She's beautiful, and she seems like a very caring person. So, and these guys all seem, you know, really supportive of each other. And
yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's really nice. Nice to see.
So the show starts off with our first one-on-one date, and that is given to Pascal, our resident Frenchman. And they head off to Las Vegas to the Paris Hotel, nonetheless.
Of course.
As we do.
I was actually wondering that when they you know, were going to Vegas and landed there. I'm like, I wonder if they're going to the Paris Hotel. That was very appropriate.
That was very appropriate. And my favorite part was when they got to try on all the clothes and Joan got to try on all the dresses.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Love that. They were both totally 100% in, trying on the different wigs, and Joan looked fabulous in every outfit, and the Sonny and Cher act was, you know,
that was cute.
Really cute. So they both embraced it, which I thought was fun.
Yeah, they really did. And I think Pascal's a bit of a character, and I think he kind of enjoyed the dressing up and all of that. And we got to see another side of Pascal. He talked about his childhood and growing up poor and moving to America against all odds, kind of making it. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I was sort of surprised at that. And it was nice that he opened up about his background. You know, I mean, he wouldn't be for everybody. He seems pretty high maintenance. And I think he actually said so himself.
Yes. I think so, it's definitely self-proclaimed.
You know, he seems very interested in labels and designer fashion and, you know, the fact that he has even some of the guys cooking and doing his laundry for him. But if other people want to participate in that and they like that, then great.
Yeah, I get the impression he has a lot of help in his home, or, you know, he probably takes his clothes out to be washed and pressed and all of that. So, and knowing where he came from, I think he really wants to show this very, a certain image of himself that is probably different from the way he grew up. So I did like him. What did you think of their chemistry together?
I'm unsure of their chemistry together.
Yeah, same.
Because Joan had mentioned a few times protectiveness, that she likes to feel protected. And she said with her husband that she was looking for a provider with her late husband when she met him. And that's very traditional. And I do not think that Pascal, I don't know, to me, I don't think he possesses those strong, protective, rugged qualities. I mean, I myself like a rugged man who also dresses nice, but more rugged. And Pascal to me seems more high maintenance, but I do like the fact that he's fun and up for a good time.
Yeah. And very good. 69. He looks great. He takes very good care of himself. Even, you know, seeing him without a shirt, that was impressive, I will say. But yeah, I don't think they're a love match. I think they're enjoying their time together, but I think they both need a little something different. But it was a very fun date. Now, before we get to the group date, one of my favorite parts of the episode was Charles and Gary go shopping.
I was going to mention that. Meanwhile, while the other two are in Paris, Gary and Charles go to the pharmacy to pick up some melatonin and eye patches and earplugs.
That was hilarious. I love that. I loved it so much. Love Charles.
I love those two men.
Yes. Like,
they're just such kind men.
Yeah.
And the fact that they were actually trying to, you know, take care of all the snoring and disruption.
Yeah, it was very
nobody
cute.
Was getting sleep at the mansion.
No, for sure. And then we come to a very, very sweet conversation. We kind of almost overhear Guy and Charles talking about when Charles' wife died and that she had blood on her face. And we know that Guy is a doctor.
Yeah, so we actually saw the sweet, tender souls of both of them, mm-hmm. Charles L. and Guy. And Charles L. really, he's so sweet, and he's not afraid to talk about his feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is. He comes across so genuine and kind of pure in his intentions.
That is such a good word to describe him.
Yeah. And seeing Guy with him, and Guy really won me over this episode, not just because there was that scene, and there's a scene later with Kim where he's the only one that participates in Kim's song. I just think Guy is just that guy that is just a guy's guy, where he is always there kind of supporting other people. And obviously he's an ER doc, so he does that a lot. But I just thought that was so comforting to Charles, and it was a very sweet moment sort of we kind of peeked in on. So I love those kind of moments.
Guy's the one that I'm starting to fall for out of the group. You know, initially I was a little skeptical because I do think he's very good looking, and that's pretty obvious, I think.
He
looks good on camera. But we're starting to see his inner side, and he does seem very sweet.
Yeah, he really went up in my book. So then we get
back, to the Paris Hotel. What about the appearance by the famous Wayne Newton?
Wayne Newton. I myself, as a 12-year-old, had the privilege of meeting Wayne Newton or seeing him.
No way.
Yes, in Vegas with my, I think we're at the Jerry Lewis telethon, and Wayne Newton was on. So he looks exactly the same as he did when I was a child, and that.
Very white teeth and tan and hair and everything.
Yeah. That was cute. That was cute. He made his ABC debut.
So what did you think of that? Like, I mean, he is quintessential Vegas. Did you think it was a little cheesy having him sing to the two of them when they were in the hotel room? Or did you think that was a good...
I think it sort of was a little bit talking about their age, you know, obviously. Yeah. If it was the regular Bachelor or Bachelorette, they probably wouldn't know who Wayne Newton was, but I think it's a bit more generational, so it kind of made sense in that setting.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good point.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. I didn't think too much of it, but he's shown up at a few, maybe he's shown up at other things, Bachelor or Bachelorette. I feel like I've seen him recently at something else. So,
let me ask you this. Joan, you know, continued to say that she doesn't feel safe like she used to since her husband passed away. What do you think that means?
I think
those words, that's paraphrasing, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, I mean, you would probably understand more than I would. But my assumption was she kind of feels like she doesn't have her partner to sort mm-hmm. of go through life with and lean on, that she's a little bit more out there on her own. And that feels, I don't know if unsafe, but just more vulnerable to the world.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely makes life easier having a partner to share enjoyment with, but also to, when you're going through a hard time, to take pressure off of you, you know, even just daily chores, you know, or just, we all have our roles. So it definitely takes pressure off. So I do get it.
Yeah. And I mean, clearly it seems like they had a wonderful relationship and it was, she felt very secure with him. So she's missing that, definitely. So then we get to the group date, kickball game. When you first saw where it was, what were you thinking?
I was thinking baseball.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
Well, I was just a little concerned because a lot of times on regular Bachelor, Bachelorette, you know, they do contact sports and it becomes, and I thought, oh no. They're already making them sleep on bunk beds. Are they going to make them do contact sports? But at least it was kickball. I chuckled at many times when the guy, like, his hammy started hurting and different things. It was cute. What'd you say?
And again, Charles L. was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but he ended up being the star, and they, you know, it's like the hero of the game.
Yeah, they carried him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cute. Was
pretty awesome. I thought it was good to see these guys just having a good time together and seeing them in their athletic wear. Like Jordan looked pretty fit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I thought he looked like he
stood out.
Good shape. Yeah, he stood out with the physical, you know, being fit. Yeah, I like that. Did you notice also, I mean, I thought it was pretty funny that this was sponsored by Quaker Oats.
Oh, yeah. That's a new thing.
Oh, that's a new thing with getting sponsorship.
Okay. Well, yeah, like product placement. Mm-hmm. We saw it a little bit on the other shows this year as well, which is new. Yeah, and they were eating the Quaker Oats, and it did kind of make me want some Quaker Oats. I'm not going to lie. It did work, but...
Did you notice that the former Golden Bachelorettes had, or the contestants, the women had, where they were in a Quaker Oats commercial?
Oh, I watched without ads, so I didn't see that. So yeah,
that was actually
that's cute. Yeah. Oh, I'll have to look it up online. That's cute. So then we have kind of after, so one team wins and they get to go to the after. Part, and I think it was Gil that had the deep conversation with her.
Mm-hmm. And he's an educator,
right? He's an educator, and he talked about his daughters. That was something I can't. One was adopt. What was his thing with the daughters?
Does Joan tend to give a rose, does it seem, to the men who open up with their stories and become more vulnerable? Like, for example, at the prom with Jonathan opening up. And then here, it looked like Gil was opening up. And
I would guess that she's already leaning towards that person, but that kind of gives her a reason where she might like Gil, Guy, and, you know, Gary, but Gil just kind of stuck in her mind more. So she's going to give a rose to all three eventually, but that seemed like a little bit of a token of appreciation. He did say something that I thought was, I wrote down. He said, I don't want someone to grow old with. I want someone to stay young with.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I thought that was a very important mantra. Yeah. So he got the date rose. Anybody else stand out to you on that date?
Well, he started to grow on me during the kickball.
Mm-hmm.
I think just, you know, I like an athletic guy. So yes. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that was something that I had noted, that he was starting to grow on me at that point. I thought Greg, you know, he dove into a base. He did not get selected to continue on, but
well, his team didn't win. Oh, but, he didn't get the rose at the final. Yeah.
But, you know, I thought it was pretty impressive that he dove into a base.
He did. Yeah. Poor Greg. He's going home with his snoring. Hopefully he'll find someone who's a deep sleeper.
Who wears earplugs.
Yeah. So then during all of this, sadly, Joan's mom was ill. And she was kind of having to deal with stuff from home and I think feeling very torn. And, you know, I understand we're kind of similar to Joan in what I call the sandwich of dealing with our kids and dealing with our parents, you know, simultaneously. And she even has grandkids and then also living your own life.
So it's very distracted. Yeah, she was definitely distracted.
Which I think is okay. You know, that's real. That's real life. And
that's life.
You're not always going to be smiley and happy. And so that was interesting. And then she also later kind of talks to the guys about she doesn't know if she can really fall in love because a part of her, a big part of her heart will always be with her husband. What did you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was good that she opened up and she said it was her turn to be vulnerable because it's true. These men are opening up to her about their losses and their feelings. And she has done a lot of listening. And she probably, you know, has some walls that need to come down so that she could be more vulnerable. So I thought it was an appropriate time. I don't know that you want your walls to come down right away.
Right.
You have to have some.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because this is a very sped up process. You know, normally you date a guy maybe once a week for a few months and just, you know, so this really kind of expedites that whole situation. And I think that could be really scary.
Yeah.
And wondering
But on the other hand, when she said, oh, you know, I don't know if I can really be fully committed. Well, then, you know, on the flip side, you could be like, well, should you really be the bachelorette on the show? Because there's other people who can be.
Yeah.
But I do think she is, you know, she's got it all going on. She's seems like a really kind human being and she's beautiful. And everybody has a past. At this age. So I think it was
interesting. Yeah.
He became honest and more vulnerable.
So we get to the final rose ceremony. And, or was there another one-on-one date?
Well, I think also, well, there was the date with Jonathan horseback riding.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I missed that part. Right. So they go horse. That was an interesting date because usually they have like a day date and then they go at night. Like it's a whole day kind of thing. Jonathan seemed a little short.
What do you mean? The date was short?
Yeah. Because I thought they would go horseback riding and then they would go out at night and do something else.
They seemed to be quiet.
Well, I think that was the moment where she started to question things, like when she was on the horse.
Yeah, is that when she was distracted about her mom's illness?
Her mom's sickness, and even, you know, if she could, you know, give her full heart to somebody.
Yeah.
What did you think about it?
The most exciting date. It was beautiful, and it would have been really fun, but it didn't seem like they had much back and forth dialogue. Now, let's say there were two people horseback riding and it just didn't seem like they were having the best time.
Yeah, that's why I thought, oh, they're going to horseback ride and then in the evening they're going to have a serious conversation and he's going to share more about himself. And usually they have, you know, kind of like the Wayne Newton, right? They got to dance and do, I think, go to the top of the Eiffel Tower or something. So, I just thought Oh, I don't know if maybe they had a longer date, but it wasn't interesting. Don't know. But he got the rose, so I guess it was fine. Anything else on that date? I didn't have too many notes.
He opened up to her, and she... It was fine. It wasn't a highlight for me of this episode.
Yeah, same. Which but I was kind of disappointed, because I thought Jonathan was a strong candidate.
Yeah. Right. So, he may be. What about maybe. Kim's song, The Mansion Men? We are the Mansion Men.
So, this is where I thought, okay, Guy is a good person, because everyone else was like, yeah, I'm not singing that song, Kim. And when you actually saw them go and sing, it was just Kim and Guy. So I thought, well, Guy felt bad.
Yeah, I think it was a sympathy move.
Yeah.
I mean, I really thought it was, I am not a fan of Kim. So I would have voted him off as well.
It was cute. Like, I think Kim will be a great guy, not for Joan and not for you, but I think he's a sincere, and he's a little corny and a little uptight, not uptight, but a little buttoned up.
Well, I think, you know, he was captain of a ship. And and so just having that responsibility and being in command of other people, and no, I'm sure he would be lovely for someone else, but I thought the song was kind of silly, but he was trying to be creative and win her over.
Yep.
Didn't work.
So then we get to the rose ceremony. So we say goodbye to Kim, the Navy captain. Wasn't really surprised about that. We say goodbye to Greg.
Mm-hmm. And CK.
And CK, Charles K. And anybody else that was surprising?
Not really. I mean, no. I think that the other ones I thought would make it.
Yeah. So we have Mark, the Army vet. We've got Keith, who got the first impression rose. Bandit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got Guy, the ER doc. Dan is still in contention. Gil. We got Charles L. We've got Jordan. We've got Jonathan. We've got Pascal.
Chalk.
Chalk. Chalk's still there. And Gary. So that's what we've got coming up next week. Any changes in your top?
Oh, we forgot to mention the appearance of Gary from the last.
Oh, you're right.
Now, I was thinking, because there was like a preview that he was going to pop in, right?
Right.
So this was the Bachelor from the Golden Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
So when he said, are you sure, something to the effect of, are you sure the right guy is here for you? I'm like, is he going to come back into the picture and be, you know?
I think he was asking that question for a reason, but I think she gave that we're buddies kind of.
She had said they were friends. I don't know if they became friends after the show.
I guess. And when she was named the Golden Bachelorette, they probably had some conversations to kind of what it's like to be the lead and some of that.
How did you feel when he popped into the
episode? I'm done with Gary. That's very last year for me.
Mm-hmm.
One, he got too much sun. I'm sorry.
He was sunburned on his face.
They didn't cover up. He needed a little more makeup to cover that sunburn.
I didn't know that you could.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't, that season did not end well, and I don't think it helped bringing him back. I wasn't excited to see him, to be very honest. I would have rather seen another one of the contestants on The Bachelor, like Leslie or Teresa or somebody come to kind of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to talk about it unless you want to. The preview that they showed about next week, because sometimes those are spoilers and people don't want to see them, but that looked interesting.
Talk about it. If you don't like to see previews, feel free to stop here. But for those who want to listen on, we'll talk about previews for next week.
Okay.
So what did you think?
We're almost at the end of our podcast. So spoiler alert. So the preview, it appeared that Chalk was gonna leave.
Yeah. So we don't know.
We don't know. Kind of a cliffhanger, but
he's not in my top four, so that wasn't like concerning for me, to be honest.
I would have been more upset if Charles L was gonna leave.
Oh yeah. Really, Chalk's probably towards the bottom of my in terms of just not that I think he's a nice guy, but for her, I didn't see them going the distance. So if he leaves, hopefully it's not for anything serious. Hopefully it's isn't working out and catch you later. But anything else on the preview?
That was all that I can remember.
Same.
So stay tuned.
Yeah. So we'll talk probably later this week after episode 4. So thanks everyone for listening. Remember to rate, review, and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. And we appreciate you listening. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.